What Oklahoma did to the Lady Vols, the LSU Tigers are capable of doing the same thing. The Tigers are just as good from the field. They're great at forcing turnovers, and they win the rebounding battle, three areas that really disrupted Kim Caldwell's team a couple of nights ago. And if they fail to make adjustments against the Tigers, they might not have the chance to recover. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. With SEC play in full swing, you're certainly going to want to make sure you're subscribed to Full Disclosure so you don't miss out on a single thing, ball, basketball, or Lady Vol basketball related, especially with content I have coming up on Wednesday when I have a profile piece on Jewel Spear. It's a great conversation, so you aren't going to want to miss out on that, especially when we have Thursday coming up when number 6 LSU comes to town, another great reason to make sure you're subscribed so you're tuned in every single day. But when LSU does come to town, it's another chance for Tennessee to capture a top 10 win. So many times this season, we've seen that measuring stick analogy. I mentioned it, you know, when number 9 Oklahoma was in town. After the game, Kim Caldwell said, you know, we're just a couple of points, couple of rebounds away from truly being a top 10 team. They have that opportunity again on Thursday. But when they're playing their best brand of basketball, they look so incredibly good. And that's really for the better part of the 10 minutes in the fourth quarter is really truly how they looked when they were playing their brand of basketball. But specifically in this sequence right here in the final 2 minutes of the game where Samara Spencer gets a defensive rebound. She dishes it out to Jewel Spear for a quick catch and shoot from three, and then they quickly get back into the press, and it's Talaysha Cooper getting the steal and score, and then they quickly get back on defense on the other end, and it's a hustle play by Samara Spencer and Talaysha Cooper getting the ball knocked out of bounds to give them the possession once again. Them being able to find a way to replicate those 2 minutes, or specifically that sequence, for the entirety of the game is the magic question. Once they figure out a way to perform that way more consistently throughout a game, they are no doubt a top 10 team. They just have to find a way to be a more consistent team. And until then, these SEC games are going to be such a battle. And you can expect a battle on Thursday when LSU is in town. Specifically when you look at what they're able to do on offense. So much we've heard from Kim Caldwell, and you know they want the opponents to play at their pace. Well, when you get that and it looks like a track meet, your defense cannot miss a beat, and they truly cannot miss a beat on defense on Thursday against LSU, because in every stat, essentially, they're a little bit better than Oklahoma, and we saw how that game ended. From the field is where they attack the most. They're averaging about 70 attempts per game, which is an unreal clip. And in those 70 attempts, they're converting nearly 50% of their tries. Right now, it's 49.3. That's 8th best in the country. And then they're 34.3% from beyond the arc. Both of those a little bit better than what Oklahoma is doing. And then together, they're the 3rd best scoring offense in the country. Tennessee cannot afford to have these errors on defense like they did against Oklahoma, where they're stagnant on defense. They're not crashing where they should. They're not doing a good job of protecting the rim. And that's where we'll need to see Zee Spearman, Jillian Hollingshead, even at times Alyssa Latham, have got to be more physical in the post. They have to do a better job of protecting the rim, and they have to get into those spots faster. We saw Oklahoma absolutely gash Tennessee to the tune of, you know, 37 some odd points when it comes to those fast break point opportunities. LSU is a great team in transition as well. And when you look at what makes them so successful, Kim Caldwell will note there's no holes to this team. There's talent everywhere. So they definitely need to be on their P's and Q's on Thursday.
Yeah, they do a great job of just getting to their spots. They're one, just incredibly talented at all positions. I mean, they can just go hoop. And so that's hard to guard in itself. And then they do a really good job of just getting downhill, getting to the rim. They play together. They share the ball well. So it's going to be a full defensive effort for us if we want to have a chance.
The other area where Tennessee will certainly need to be more competitive, if not win the battle, comes to turnovers. LSU is a great team when it comes to forcing opponent turnovers. Against Arkansas, they forced 34 turnovers. Against Auburn, they faced 20. That gives them their 17th win on this season for a reason. That's why they're number 6. And it's kind of a weakness that Tennessee had against Oklahoma. I mean, they had 31 turnovers, and Oklahoma cashed it in for 20 points. You cannot have that against LSU, and that's the exact key to the game. What I think could prove a win or a loss for the Lady Vols is if they do well in the turnover battle. Because as Kim Caldwell will note, she says, if we cannot win the turnover battle, that might be a hole we can't dig ourselves out of at the end of the game like they almost did against Oklahoma.
And that's really what killed us our last game was our turnovers. And they were silly turnovers. They were rush turnovers, trying to play a little bit too fast. Just really sparked Oklahoma. And they went on that run, and we could never really recover. And if we do that again this week, it's going to get ugly quick, and we won't be able to recover against LSU.
The other key to the game against LSU is Tennessee absolutely needs to rebound better. That probably was something that hurt them the most against Oklahoma when they had their Sooners, Regan Beers, down in the post just absolutely dominating on the defensive glass, and Tennessee really didn't even have a chance. Part of the reason why they were so unsuccessful in their efforts on offensive rebounds is because they were so inconsistent in their effort and their ability to get to their spots quick enough and to crash the glass on defense. So it just ended up being such a lopsided effort on offense because of what they maybe were doing on defense, or they were rushing those possessions so quickly. Against LSU, they have to be a lot more methodical and intentional in what they're doing on offense and on defense. LSU is a team that averages 49 rebounds per game. That's third best in the country. They out-rebound their opponents by 16. We certainly saw that type of a margin happen for Tennessee against Oklahoma. They cannot afford another game where that margin is greater than 10. I mean, Oklahoma had one more defensive rebound than Tennessee had total rebounds. That is not a stat line you will see in a Tennessee win, I don't think, on Thursday. They absolutely have to be better and more intentional in their effort on the rebounding side of things. I think that'll, again, be another really big key to the game. I think the biggest key probably will, you know, be the ability to win the turnover battle and convert those turnovers to points. I hope and expect Talaysia Cooper to have a big game in that aspect, but it is a massive matchup for Tennessee on Thursday when they have another top 10 opponent come to Thompson Bowling Arena. And hey, another chance to get another top win in the country and hopefully bring them back up a little bit in the polls. But again, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on the Jewel Spear conversation on Wednesday and for the post-game report on Thursday. And we'll have a lot more coming up on Tennessee basketball after they take on Florida later tonight. I'll talk to you guys later this week.